Okay, next case, please.
Next case is Mike, 11,003 Mike and Wanda Stow. This was a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. This is Colonial East. You tabled it?
This is where the gentleman would like to put a silver top awning to their existing deck.
Yeah, he had a variance for his deck in 2010.
Uh-huh.
Now he wants to put an awning on the existing deck, a silver top awning for durability. The retractable is more expensive.
I think he stated, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Retractable, he wouldn't need anything, right?
If it's not permanent, no.
But it was far more costly than this silver top awning, I think, that night he had testified to.
Right.
And it wasn't going to be closed.
Plus, he stated that it would be a problem to have the retractable to support it. It would have to go into the roof, I believe, their testimony.
I think you're correct on that. I think that is right on that, Madam Secretary. Yeah, they would have to cut into it, the fuss of the house, to put that in there with, if they had the retractable type.
You do?
Yeah, no, that's what they're saying. You had to tie it in somehow. He liked that other one. I mean, it was more cost than doing that with, and it's silver top. But not with the retractable, you wouldn't have to, though.
Oh, okay. I have one. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I recall, I think there were some durability concerns as well about the temporary awning.
Mm-hmm.
That was another point that was raised.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you.
I believe there were some durability concerns about the temporary awning that was raised at the last hearing.
Yes.
Durability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the applicant had mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah, he chose the silver top for durability over the... I'm reading the minutes now.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
The draft minutes.
Yes, the draft minutes.
Draft minutes.
Mr. That's from his... point of view.
He didn't
bring anything back to say there are not a sortable or nothing, right?
No.
He just said he don't think they are.
Right.
Mr.
I believe they were looked into by them. Yes.
Yeah.
It was looked into.
Okay.
And they chose the silver top.
Silver top.
For durability.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Rickers, your feelings?
And I can read the minutes.
You did very well.
Well, Mr. You've already... He does have a variance now, right, for the deck?
In 2010, he received a variance for the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going out any further than what the deck is. It's
9-16.
Based on that fact, I would probably, I would approve that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where he is encroaching any
further.
But on the same deck that you've already approved.
Right. Mr. Workman?
He could screen that in later, though, if he wanted to.
He would have to come back.
Mr. Workman, I believe his testimony was that you asked him directly, and he testified that he was not going to screen that in.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Right. That's what Mr. Sharp said.
But if they changed their mind, they would have to come back.
They have to come back, yeah.
Because the use is the variance is only for the awning, not a screen porch.
Okay.
Well, then, hearing no further discussion. No further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,003. Again, Chair will call for a motion. Case 11,003.
Since there's been a variance granted, before I get into the variance, the requirements of the variance, there has been a variance approved for the decks, so I think there is uniqueness to the property and putting on a permanent awning on there. This will also apply. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the deck. The variance will not, it won't change the neighborhood anyway, the essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief for him. He has stated that it's a, in other words, more durable also. So based on those reasons for a variance, I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 11,003.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will approve case number 11,003. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Callaway, again, aye for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,003 is approved.